World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, WEF, is a Swiss non-profit foundation based in Cologne, Geneva, recognized by the Swiss authorities as an international institution for public-private cooperation. Its mission is cited as committed to improving the state of the world by engaging business, political, academic, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, industry agendas. The forum is best known for its annual winter meeting in Davos, a mountain resort in Graubünden in the Eastern Alps region in Switzerland. The meeting brings together some 2,500 top business leaders, international political leaders, selected intellectuals, and journalists to discuss the most pressing issues facing the world. Often this location alone is used to identify meeting participation and participants with such phrases as the Davos panel and Davos man. The organization also convenes some 6 to 8 regional meetings each year in locations such as Latin America and East Asia, as well as undertaking 2 further annual meetings in China and United Arab Emirates. Besides meetings, the foundation produces a series of research reports and engages its members in sector-specific initiatives. The 2011 annual meeting in Davos was held from 26 to 30 January. The 2012 meeting was held from 25-29 January 2012 with the theme The Great Transformation Shaping New Models. The 2013 meeting was held from 23 to 27 January with the theme Resilient and dynamism following founder Klaus Schwab's declaration that the need for global cooperation has never been greater. The 2014 meeting was held from 22 to 25 January with the theme Reshaping the World, Consequences for Societies, Politics and Business. The 2015 meeting was held from 21 to 24 January with the team New Global Context. The team of Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the World Economic Forum 46th Annual Conference began on 19 January at the Swiss Ski Resort on Davos. Other issues such as terror and inequality will also figure in the debates this year. History. The forum was founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab, a German-born business professor at the University of Geneva, first named European Management Forum. It changed its name to World Economic Forum in 1987 and sought to broaden its vision to include providing a platform for resolving international conflicts. In summer 1971, Schwab invited 444 executives from Western European firms to the first European Management Symposium held at the Davos Congress Center under the patronage of the European Commission. The European Industrial Association, where Schwab sought to introduce European firms to American management practices. He then founded the World Economic Forum as a non-for-profit organization based in Geneva and drew European business leaders to Davos for the annual meeting each January. Schwab developed a stakeholder management approach which attributed corporate success to managers actively taking account of all interests, not merely stakeholders, clients, and customers, but also employees and communities within which the firm is situated, including the governments. Events in 1973, including the collapse of Bretton Woods fixed rate exchange mechanism and the Arab-Israeli war, saw the annual meeting expand its focus from management to economic and social issues, and for the first time political leaders were invited to the annual meetings in January 1974. Political leaders soon began to use the annual meeting as the neutral platform. The Davos Declaration was signed in 1988 by Greece and Turkey, helping them to turn back from the brink of war. In 1992, South African President de Klerk met with Nelson Mandela and Chief Buthelezi at the annual meeting, their first joint appearance outside South Africa. At the 1994 annual meeting, Israeli Foreign Minister Simon Peres and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat reached a draft agreement on Gaza and Jericho. In late 2015, the invitation was extended to include North Korean delegation from the 2016 forum. Organization. Headquartered in Cologne in 2006, the foundation opened regional offices in Beijing and New York. It strives to be impartial and is not tied to any political partisan or national interest. The foundation is committed to improving the state of the world. Until 2012, it had observed status with the United Nations Economic and Social Council, which is under supervision of the Swiss Federal Council. The foundation's highest governance body is the foundation board. During the five-day annual meeting in Davos, more than 2,500 participants from slightly fewer than 100 countries gather in Davos. Approximately 1,500 are business leaders drawn from its members, 1,000 of world's top companies. Besides these participants, including 219 public figures, including 40 heads of state or government, 64 cabinet ministers, 30 heads or senior officials of international organizations, and 10 ambassadors. More than 432 participants were from civil societies, including 32 heads of representatives of non-governmental organizations, 225 media leaders, 149 leaders from academic institutions and think tanks, 15 religious leaders of different faiths, and 11 union leaders. Membership. The foundation is funded by its 1,000 member companies, typically global enterprises with more than $5 billion in turnover varying by industry and region. These enterprises rank among the top companies within which industry and or country and play a leading role in shaping the future of their industry and or region. Membership is stratified by the level of engagement with forum activities, with the level of membership fees increasing as participation in meeting projects and initiatives rises. Activities, annual meeting in Davos. The flagship event of Foundation is the invitation-only annual meeting held during the winter at the end of January in Davos, Switzerland, bringing together chief executive officers from 1,000 member companies as well as selected politicians, representatives from academia, NGOs, religious leaders, and the media in an alpine winter environment. The town is small enough to allow participants to meet anywhere outside the sessions and allow them to raise this opportunity to attend receptions organized by companies and countries. The participants are also taking part in role-playing events such as the investment head map. Informal winter meetings may have led to as many ideas and solutions as official sessions. Approximately 2,200 participants gathered for the five-day event and attend some of the 220 sessions in the official program. The winter discussion focused around the key global concerns such as international conflict, poverty, and environmental problems and possible solutions. As many as 500 journalists from online, print, radio, and television take part with access to all sessions in the official program, some of which are also webcast. Not all the journalists are given access to all areas, however. This is reserved for white badge holders. Davos runs an almost castle-like system of badges. According to BBC journalist Anthony Rubin, a white badge means you are one of the delegates. You might be the chief executive of a company or leader of a country. Also, that would also get you a little holographic sticker to add to your badge, or a senior journalist. An orange badge means you are just a run-of-the-mill working journalist. All plenary debates from annual meetings are also available on YouTube with photographs at Flickr and key quotes at Twitter. On additional information, see webpage. Thank you.